of the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Today is Trinity Sunday, and it is a Sunday of theology that often has been a struggle for the church and a struggle for clergy, myself included in times past, to talk about it, because it seems so remote and far away from us. But the Trinity is not that remote when you think about it in a new way. And I sometimes think, and I have more recently begun to think, that the church has missed an opportunity in its readings for Trinity Sunday. And I'd like to read you a reading from the book of Genesis. And keep in mind the Trinity, which I just read, the Gospel, and we heard the other readings from Proverbs and also from Romans. I'm reading from Genesis, and I'm reading from the third chapter at the 25th verse. Now the woman and the man were both naked, though they were not ashamed. But the snake was even more naked, the most cunning of all animals that Yahweh had made. The snake asked the woman, "Did God really tell you not to eat from the trees in the garden?" The woman answered the snake, "We may eat fruit from all the other trees in the garden, but the fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden, God said, don't eat it and don't touch it, or you will die." The snake said to the woman, "Die? You won't die. God knows well that on the day that you eat it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like gods, knowing good and evil." The woman knew that the tree was enticing to the eye, and now saw that the fruit was good to eat. That is what is desirable for knowledge it could give. So she took some of its fruit and ate it. She gave some to the man beside her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. Now, why is that important when you think about Trinity? Well, Trinity is about, in my mind, relationships. Relationships between the earth and all of the creation with God. And Trinity is the relationship of God the Creator, God the Sustainer, and God the Redeemer, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, between God the Creator and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. That there is one God in a relationship that's dynamic and moving. It's like a dance. And that we are invited into that dance to have a relationship, a renewed relationship, won for us by Jesus Christ on the cross and the resurrection, and that relationship is continued with the Holy Spirit, here being each one of us having received the Holy Spirit, which indwells within us. That we are invited to come into relationship with God. And the reading from Genesis is the break of relationship. The break of relationship between God and God's people. It's symbolic. I mean, we know that the snake never talked to Eve. It is symbolic of that relationship with God. That this is what God has given us. But if you overstep the boundaries, then we start to break that relationship and we fall into a terrible chasm. And we can see by looking around us how the relationship is often broken in the world and has been for a long time, from back before prehistoric times. That we as human beings are defiant, we are without boundaries, we tend to do things that are destructive to the planet, and we see that every day. This past April was the hottest April in the planet Earth on record. This past week in India, one of the communities in India had in temperature 51 degrees Celsius. I can't really compute in my mind what that is in Fahrenheit, but I think it's around 134 degrees Fahrenheit. That's about the temperature that I used to use when I worked in the greenhouse business for taking all the flower beds and sterilizing them. And in those days, that's a long time ago, before I was ordained, that was the temperature we used to use so we'd kill all the bugs and all the various yeasts and so on that affect the flowers. We'd wet down the bed and we'd put rubber cloth over the top and inject steam into it for 48 hours. And we would have to, in those days, they didn't have very many labor laws. And we'd go in and we would work in that environment for 10 minutes and then we'd be allowed 10 minutes or 20 minutes outside to regain our strength. But can you imagine being in that all the time? We have gone our own way and we are working at destroying the gift of the planet that God has given us. That's a break of relationship. But the Trinity calls us to renew our relationship with God within ourselves and with each other. That the Trinity season is all about the relationship with God as Jesus taught us in his time on earth, and that how we are to be empowered by the Holy Spirit to have this relationship. Continuing with God, a relationship with ourselves and a relationship with each other. And not just each other who we know, but beyond ourselves. Trinity is not a mystery that we've been trying to make it in the past. It is a dance of relationship. It's hard to dance with just yourself. It's better to dance with somebody else. Remember all those sock ops that we went to when we were kids? All the guys were on the walls and the girls were out on the floor dancing. Well, it was much more fun when we sort of got over our shyness and in the dark got out there and danced to the Beatles, Billie Holiday, or whoever it was at the time. We are called to be a people in relationship. And sadly, we're in a relationship, in a world in which relationships are getting diminished. Not increased. We are having people talk about building walls. We are having people that are so out of relationship with each other that they're now putting traffic lights on the sidewalks. So when you're down looking at your phone, texting, you see the traffic light on the sidewalk and you know not to cross the street and get run over. They're doing that in Japan. We are sadly getting out of relationship when we should be getting into relationship with ourselves, with each other, with the world that God gave us, and with God. So Trinity Sunday is a call to renew our relationships. And so today I want us to think about our relationships. Sometimes relationships are not possible to renew. We strive to renew them, but it takes two to dance. It takes two to have a relationship. And sometimes we get pushed away. And I understand that. So I don't want us walking around feeling guilty that I'm not in relationship when I should be kind of thing. We can't help that. But if we've strived to build relationship, then we've done what we can. But we always can know that God, the full God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is there ready and willing for us to be in relationship with God. Now, there are times that events happen in our lives that we feel alienated. We feel alienated from ourselves, and we feel angry at God. When someone close to us dies, it's pretty normal to feel anger about it. It's very normal. And God is a God of understanding. But God is always there, ready and willing to be in relationship with us. When we open the door, God is there in love. But we also have to ourselves be ready to open our doors to others, to have an open mind about relationships. We live in a world that tends to be very judgmental. And somebody did something maybe to our great-grandfathers 100 years ago, and we're still saying, can't stand them. Well, that's not the Christian way. We have to get beyond that. And so today on this Trinity Sunday, I invite you also to take time to reflect on your own attitudes. Do I have an attitude that is closed and judgmental, or do I have an attitude that is open and receptive and always willing to be forgiving, loving, and listening? I had an example of something like this the other day. I sort of knew but had forgotten or was too focused on my task. But I was out at 6:30 in the morning dragging my wheelie garbage can from my house up to a dumpster. That's how they do garbage in the area where I am. So at 6:30 it was along the street. And I dumped the garbage and it came back nonchalantly. And there was a guy standing out there in sweatshirt and sweatpants, doing this, just stroking his chin. And I thought, I wonder what he wants. I said hi to him. He said, I need to talk to you. I'm on the board, you know. I said, oh, yeah, I knew that. He said, you know, we have a noise bylaw here. And your garbage can woke me and my wife up this morning. And you're not supposed to make any noise until 7 o'clock and it's 6:30. Looking at his watch. And so at that moment, I had a choice. I could have got reactive and said, look, I'm paying a lot of fees and I work hard and I've got to get out of the house at 7 o'clock and I haven't got time to do the garbage before after 7 because I won't be here. Or I was very kind and said, yes, you're right, I made a mistake. I worked at building the relationship. I saw him yesterday walking his dog, big cheery wave back. Relationship continued. And so that's part of what I believe that Trinity Sunday reminds us of, that we always have to be open to keep building the relationship. I mean, we're living in the land of apologies. People say, what's the mark of a Canadian saying I'm sorry? And we certainly have seen lots of sorries in the House of Commons this week. And we are always continually striving to rebuild and maintain relationship. And so on this Trinity Sunday, I invite us to think about our relationships. They're not going to be perfect. We're going to have times when we want a relationship and someone's going to push us away. But we don't have to make that our problem. If we've made the effort to be open, that's all that's expected. God has made an effort to be open to us. Jesus came and taught us about the way of God, the values, and what it means to be a person with God, walking in relationship with God, to be loving, forgiving, to be restorative. The Holy Spirit has come amongst us to give us the energy to overcome our natural urge to be defiant, as it told by the example of Adam and Eve in the garden, to be defiant of the way of God. The Holy Spirit is still always there to open, to be welcoming, to encourage, and to give us strength. But it's a dance of relationship. And so on this Trinity Sunday, I invite us to dance with the totality of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And note that more commonly now, the Holy Spirit is thought of as the feminine of God. We dance in a holistic way. And so as we receive the sacrament today, in which we symbolically receive God into ourselves, I invite us to think about that and think about our relationships to ourselves. It's okay to look in the mirror in the morning and say, I love you. It's equally okay to keep working together and being the people of God with each other, with God, and the environment. May God bless us all as we journey in this Trinity season as a people in relationship with ourselves, with our neighbors, and with God. Amen.